you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Monday, March 14th, 2016. Today and tomorrow, you're in for a real treat. As the last few days, I've had a couple wonderful 15 to 20 minute conversations with friends to this radio ministry, and you'll hear those conversations in its entirety over the next few days. Today, I'll introduce you to my friend Phyllis Gingold, who works at Dr. G Brainworks in the mall and is one of the sponsors with her husband Bill of our April 7th event, which is 24 days away. And then tomorrow you'll hear from our cake and dessert and brownie and cupcake maker, Jan Roderick, as I caught up with her yesterday, and you'll hear why she's providing all these desserts for our event. But before you hear from Phyllis, I'm going to play a song by Michael W. Smith, familiar to many of you, called Friends. As I know, Rennie Malaise, who volunteers with this radio ministry and has been so helpful over the years, just on Saturday lost his beloved brother, and I know a few other families and individuals struggling with potentially losing loved ones over the coming days or weeks. So the song has a powerful message. And yet in the scheme of things, friends and loved ones and family members remain friends forever if the Lord is Lord of them. So here's Michael W. Smith singing Friends, and then after the song, you'll hear my conversation with my friend Phyllis Gingold.
to live as friends.
Well, Phyllis, I've seen you working at Dr. G Brainworks many a time. I've been in the mall frequently as we're planning our April 7th event. And your husband, Bill, Dr. G, would you say he's kind of an entrepreneur?
Very much so.
I've gotten to know him mainly on the racquetball court over the years. He's a very good senior racquetball player that's still hustling and skilled. And yet I've watched him in the few years that I've known him come up with great ideas. And he's passionate about the senior person, the elderly, with his Dr. G events, where he's concerned about the wellness of the elderly, you know, the spiritual, the physical, the mental, where you put on those big events at Lincoln Square Mall. And I'll tell a little story for our listeners, and then I want you to do a little shout out on your husband, because he's just a very gifted man. But it was many months back, and I shared some of this over the air. Great News Radio was a part of a Brain and Well Fitness Fair at Lincoln Square Mall. And we had our table set up, and I appreciate Bill. He gave us a main spot where everyone had to come by our table. And I was sitting there thinking, now people didn't know this, but I wanted to put on this big 20th anniversary celebration event. But I didn't have a location, and the typical church wasn't maybe big enough, and the Virginia Theater was taken, and the Fluid Center, the dates didn't work out. And so I was thinking, where could I have an environment, a situation where if only 300 people showed up or 2,000 people showed up, it could accommodate all the variety, and then you would need a lot of parking. And so I'm standing there thinking, where could it be? And I was like, as if God put it on my heart and mind, right here in the mall. This could maybe work out. There's so much space, and there's the food court here, and you could line up chairs for 2,000 there. And so as I was thinking about that, your son Jason, who was organizing or helping Bill with this whole Brain and Well Fitness Fair, what is he, like the organizer?
He is our organizer, and he is our do-everything-that-needs-to-be-done guy.
Okay, well, he was wearing many a cap that day.
Yes.
Buzzing around. He buzzes by the table, and I've met up with him over the past few years. And I said, hey, Jason, who's in charge of, like, this mall, or who would I talk to about maybe having a radio event here? And he goes, my dad, Bill. I said, Bill, who I play racquetball with? I said, oh, great. So lo and behold, I talked to Bill like the next week. And because Dr. G Brainworks has your store there, he's like a sponsoring agent that got our foot in the door. And the mall management has been very receptive. And Bill has been my liaison, if you will. And we've had a number of meetings. And kind of it's all come together. And then at one point, Bill said, you know, what if we have a pre-event event where we could invite the Great News Radio listeners to come out early, and we could play some games for all ages, board games, card games. They could be in the food court area, and we could set up like a fun time. And then as I thought about it, I was like, you know what? There's a lot of families with younger children that maybe can't stay for the whole program, because our program formally starts at 7 p.m. Well, we have cake and ice cream 6 to 7, but the formal program is 7 to 8:30. And to get those little ones in bed and back home, I thought maybe if we had a pre-event event, and with Bill and you and others overseeing the game time, I thought that would be great. Well, then Bill puts his thinking cap on and says, what if we had like the Urbana High School Orchestra there? And I'm like, wow, that would be kind of neat. I don't know how you would pull that off, but great. Well, I found out a week or two ago that your daughter is the director of the orchestra.
Yes, imagine that.
A very talented family here. It's like, wow, the Gingolds are rubbing shoulders with me in all different venues. And so we just appreciate our partnership, your sponsorship of this event and helping out. And yeah, really, it's a family deal.
I'd like to tell you a little bit more about my daughter, Tamara, who is orchestra director at Urbana High School. Several weeks ago, she entered a strong woman contest in Kentucky called the Southern Belle Strong Woman Contest. It was her first competition, and she placed fourth out of 80 contestants. Hmm. So we were really proud of her.
Yeah, Bill, your husband was saying that, you know, here's this gifted, I don't know, petite, like just a very, like when you would envision somebody that plays a violin. What,
right, very delicate.
Yeah, delicate. And she, I guess, started working out some time ago and caught the bug, as they say,
yeah,
and just started being passionate and energized by it. Now she's competing, and Bill was
right.
laughing. He says, here's my daughter that's like a orchestra director and accomplished with instruments, and yet
yes.
now she's a strong woman.
Into weightlifting
yeah.
and pulling trucks. I mean, I can't believe it.
Yeah. So we'll warn our listeners, don't mess with the Urbana
don't
High School Orchestra director. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Tell us a little about the game time. Now, I know we're still working out what kind of games, but you've worked there at Dr. G Brainworks, right in the mall, right across from the food court, and you have like a variety of really interesting games, the ones that you can't necessarily just buy at a Walmart or something, some very unique special games.
Right. We are a specialty store, and we have a special criteria for games that we select. They have to be interactive. They have to enhance some form of brain functioning and a lot of sensory involvement. And we have our games divided in the store basically by brain function. We have strategy games. We have problem solving, and some of these are manipulative puzzles. Mm. Others are actual games and different challenges. We have a great selection of adult coloring books. We have language games, and we have a huge early childhood section with building materials and a great science section for mm-hmm. all ages. So except for our early childhood area, which is birth to about six, all the other products are for all ages, all the way up to products for senior citizens, people who are on the Alzheimer spectrum. We have all those kinds of activities. And so the games we select for family time will probably be a mix of all of these, and we'll have different ones. And if people express interest in a certain game, if we have it, we'll bring it out because we have a huge selection.
And what's nice about Lincoln Square Mall there's all that room, and we'll be setting up a number of tables for people to sit and enjoy games. So I'm going to appeal to some of our listeners. Hey, whether you have a family of four or six with children, or you're a single adult, or maybe you're a senior saint, we'll make it all a family activity where we'll pair you up with people, or, hey, we need two more players over to this game, or we're going to do a demonstration on this and how it works, so come on over. So no one will feel alone at this event, right?
Oh, absolutely not. And, in fact, every Saturday from 11 to 2, we have a family game day set up at the mall just two doors down from our actual store, and we have one of our employees teach people how to play the games, mm-hmm. facilitate, select, recommend, and we just have a great time every Saturday.
I also know that Dr. G, or under the umbrella, he's Mr. Entrepreneur Bill
yeah.
Gingold here. He's always having some fun activity going on, but you also have like a chess club, right? And aren't you trying to recruit other chess teachers or players?
Yes, we certainly are. We have run, I think, three sessions now of chess classes for beginners, intermediates, and advanced. And as we are getting ready to set up our next session, we are in need of chess instructors. So please contact us if you feel you would have an interest in doing that.
Now, is there a phone number or website? What's the best way to get in touch with you or Dr. G?
The best way to get in touch with Dr. G would be to call 217-337-4781 or go on our drgsbrainworks.com website, and there's all kinds of contact information there, plus just information on our services and products.
Now, maybe spell out that website, because I think there's the S, there's the plural, Dr.
Right.
G's. Okay, go ahead and give us
here
that.
Here we go. drgsbrainworks.com.
So Dr. G's Brainworks.com, or you can call 217 217-337-4781. That's 217-337-4781. So let me give you the lineup, everyone, because we're going to schedule out your whole day for April 7th. It begins approximately around 4:30 with Tamara Gingold. She's the director of the Urbana High School Orchestra. She's bringing a number of her talented students over, and they'll be presenting, performing right there in the food court at Lincoln Square Mall, approximately 4:30 to maybe, say, 5:15. We'll have her do a number of selections, and so that'll be a great occasion to just sit down, relax, and enjoy some talented artists and some good music. And then somewhere after that, we don't want to have too many game activities going on while the orchestra is playing, but somewhere, just say around 5:15, it'll be family game time. Family of all ages and all varieties, young and old alike, can gather. We'll have tables set up there in the food court. Will you have your other shop right down from you open where they do the chess club?
Yes.
Okay, so there'll be a couple locations where it'll be obvious games are going on. People are having a lot of fun, learning, and your brain is going to be stretched because it's all about improving your memory and learning. And then that'll happen, just say, about 5:15, just somewhere around 6, maybe 6:15. But right around 6, we're going to start serving cake and ice cream and brownies and desserts. And in fact, Phyllis, I'm going to put out the shout-out today. I have a family that's going to do all sorts of sheet cake and cupcakes and brownies.
Ooh, yum.
But I have a radio spot that talks about a variety of desserts. And I thought maybe some in our Great News Radio listening family will say, you know, Mark, I do some really great lemon wedges, or I'm good at this kind of dessert. And so we won't hold anyone away from bringing a special dessert and contributing it to the celebration. So I'll be talking more about that. But we'll have a variety of desserts that'll be handed out between 6 and 7. We have Wright Ice Cream, who's providing tasty ice cream and some special punch, and we'll have some other little fix-ins. And then right at 7, the main stage with the singing men opening up the evening, and then we have Dr. Erwin Lutzer down. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe is going to do a skit or two, and then I'll share some of the unique ways we've seen God use this radio ministry in people's lives over the years. So it's going to be a great event, but the pre-event event begins at 4:30 with the Urbana High School Orchestra. Oh, and I should mention, I'm working on a couple different artists that are also going to present music while the games are going on and while the ice cream and cake and desserts are being eaten. So that's all happening April 7th, and if you want to find out more, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and please RSVP your intentions on attending so we can have enough ice cream and the setup can accommodate everyone that's coming. We don't want to have people standing around, and so we're planning on about 1,000 of you joining us, and we're well over 500 now, so in the coming 23, 24 days, we want to have that number ever increasing and growing, but there's a lot of activities. It's all free. Dr. Lutzer will be giving out a free book to those that register online, one per household, so be sure to register at greatnewsradio.org. And the 500 gift boxes, I think we're up to like 35 different businesses, including you guys, giving out a discounted coupon. So we're excited about what's happening, and kudos to your husband, Bill. He said, Mark, I'm not a talker, but Phyllis, maybe she can fill in. Will you call her up? And so I'm sure he's going to be there on April 7th, encouraging people with the game time. And
absolutely.
We appreciate Dr. G Brainworks being one of our sponsors and helping get our foot in the door at the Lincoln Square Mall. They have been wonderful. The staging, we're going to have this humongous stage that they're providing. They have backup tables and chairs and have been really wonderful. And I hope our Great News Radio listeners will just infuse life into that mall and bring their enthusiasm. I love that mall. I think we can
do
so much about it.
We've been here 35 years and so many memories. You know, as I think I told you, there is a website on Facebook called You Know You Grew Up in Urbana If.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people share so many memories from years ago, and it's just a wonderful website. And Lincoln Square is often a focal point for their memories.
Well, we, Marianne, for the most part, but I think we have like 13 different businesses there that have done a coupon or a gift, you know, from the fitness center doing a 7-day free pass to
great.
Chocolate from this place to a coupon here. And so it's already a way we're already making some inroads. And I just hope that with all the radio announcements, I think even people are starting to say, oh, I didn't know like
Lincoln
that mall
was still open.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know, like I told you, that hotel was operating.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe, hopefully, that thing can sell, get somebody enthusiastic.
That has a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. Bring your checkbook, because Dr. G Brainworks has some games you're going to be interested in purchasing, right?
Oh, I hope so.
Yes. Well, Phyllis, thank you for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. I'll probably see Bill on the racquetball court on Thursday. He's typically there. And we'll certainly see you in the days ahead as we continue to plan this pre-event event starting at 4:30 with the game time somewhere right around 5:15 on April 7th. And we're inviting all of our Great News Radio listeners to come out. So thanks for sharing a little on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, that was my phone conversation with Phyllis Gingold. Appreciate her and her husband, Bill, and being sponsors of our event. They've been very instrumental and helpful. I can't wait to see what God does on that special day as we celebrate our 20th birthday of this radio ministry. By the way, with all the items that are filling up our gift box and the Homer Soda Company donating pop, and with the Dr. Lutzer free book, we're going to have a Great News Radio tote bag. So I hope to get that ordered up today, and that'll be a fun gift to give out. So one more reason for you to register online for our big celebration on April 7th. Be sure to stop by greatnewsradio.org. And if you don't have internet, give Karen a call and she'll sign you up at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.